I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The chaos of earthquake-stricken Indonesia is easing a little as relief groups are providing aid and meeting needs. But Food for the Hungry's Heidi Credit says they're also seeing the beginnings of reconciliation.
It's really amazing to see what God is doing, and I feel like there's this one hope that is continuing to drive our staff in believing why we're here. There has to be something more just with these multiple disasters that continue to happen in Indonesia, that the one long-lasting hope that we can bring and offer you is Jesus Christ.
Next, Bible Pathway is praying for some help in funding the printing of 10,000 more special military edition, The Best of Bible Pathway. The second run copies are going quickly, and Pathway staff want to prevent having to turn requests down. For many units, funds are an issue, and Bible Pathway is trying to make Scripture readily available, free of charge. And Mission Network News' Faith McGuire attended the dedication of Young Life's new $2.4 million building at their camp in Lake City, Michigan.
Young Life's Timberwolf Lake Camp is nestled in the wilderness of northern Michigan. Each summer, hundreds of kids from across the Midwest converge into the beauty, stillness, and retreat found here. It's a place where they have fun, meet friends, and encounter the living God. The new building is a needed addition, and Timberwolf Lake property manager Greg Carlton says it will make their work more effective.
It's just a setting that's, you know, much like a sanctuary. This place is for proclaiming the gospel, and the whole camp is like that as a whole.
Carlton says that ultimately it's the kids they invest in that matter the most. For Mission Network News, I'm Faith McGuire, Timberwolf Lake Camp.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.